Matt, when you look back at the last time you guys played Green Bay, that first half, you got so many carries and seemed to have success. What was really working for you guys in that game early on?
Just commitment to the run, and also, obviously, our offensive line controlling the front of their defense. And, you know, when we can do that, it sets up a lot of different things that we can do. So the difference is, you know, this game, when we get down tight in the red zone, instead of getting field goals, we got to get 7 points this time.
Is commitment to the run, when the game is at least close, just a matter of play calling?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not committed to it, then, you know, obviously we'll probably throw more passes if we were down or behind, you know, by, you know, some points. But, you know, it's just like with a team like that, with a quarterback like they have and the offense like they run, we have to run the ball and control the clock, you know, and keep them off of the field. You know, we don't want our defense out there for long drives and, you know, getting them wore down. So, you know, we got to get out there and put together long drives and score touchdowns out there.
You mentioned the red zone before, and that's probably a difference in the first game. What changes when you're in the red zone, when you're that close to the end zone, in terms of what the defense is showing you? What's the greatest challenge in putting in the end zone?
Yeah, they do different things, obviously, in the red zone. And sometimes you get different blitz packages and different coverages, but obviously it's tighter down there, so it's not as much yardage and different routes. So stuff has to change, and I think sometimes stuff happens a little quicker down there. So you have to adjust from there as far as, you know, route running and what you're going to do if you're a receiver. And then running the ball, sometimes it's a little tighter. The holes are going to be, you know, a flash and then close real quick. So you just, when you see one, you got to hit it.
Matt, how would you describe the difference with what's gone on the last 5 games compared to the first 3 games?
What's the difference in the
how would
last?
You describe what has happened?
I don't know. Really haven't thought of much about describing it, but the only thing I really could say is lack of attention to detail and playing in the plays that we've been running. So, you know, miss block here, offsides penalty here or there, and, you know, turnovers, that type of thing. So third down, sometimes on third downs, not keeping the drives going. So, you know, when we have to punt after, you know, or like a three and out, something like that, that puts our defense back in, you know, back on the field and having to go against an offense, you know, that's obviously been good. So, you know, we don't want to do that.
Matt, one thing that Chrome said earlier was that he was stressing to the offense that you guys run the offense versus, I don't know what the other alternative is. What, do you know what the subtle difference there is when he's been telling you all week, just run the offense.
To just run it?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I guess he's saying instead of thinking so much, you know, letting the game flow and just running the offense, like, you know, balanced offense where we're running the ball and throwing the ball, not, like, thinking so much out there. Just like if you're a player, not thinking about it, just letting it flow and playing fast, I would say. No, not personally. You know, I think when we came back out last game against the Patriots in the second half, we really kind of ran the offense when we went there. And we, you know, we were obviously behind by a lot, but the second half we ran the offense like we were supposed to run. I mean, we ended up putting up points. And if we can do that, obviously, in the beginning of the game and continue it throughout the entire game, then that'd be better than just a half.
Man, it's no secret, obviously, the wanting to commit to the run. And the Packers know the numbers, and they know you're going to try to run the ball. What's the challenge going against a defense that knows you're coming as opposed to trying to catch someone off guard?
More people in the box, obviously. So if they know we're trying to run the ball, they might have something set up to stop the run. So we can't be, you know, run our head into a brick wall, obviously. So if they're trying to gear it up, they're trying to do that, then we have to, you know, try to kind of take what they're giving us. And, you know, keep them off balance. You know, that's the only thing you can really do if you have a team that's trying to do that. You know, if they're trying to hone in on one thing that you're doing, you can't, you know, try to force it. So to keep them off balance, you know, run plays where they don't know if you're going to run or pass out of it, so, or a running formation that you throw the ball out of a lot as well.
Chrome,
from watching their defense, is any reasons for their struggles stopping the run stand out to you?
Not to me. They got a good defense. I mean, you got guys like Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, A.J. Hawk, and their DBs are really good. And, you know, so their front, I mean, it's not like they have a lack of talent. This is the NFL. You know, everybody's pretty good. So, you know, it's just like looking at the stats as an offensive player. You can't just look at them and say, oh, they've given up a lot of rushing yards, so we're going to go out there and walk up and down the field. You got to go out there and put the work in.
You talked about the importance of scoring a touchdown instead of field goals. Considering the offensive talent on this team, how surprised are you that the offense hasn't been able to put up more than 28 points in any game so far?
Yeah, we should be putting up a lot more points, obviously, because of the talent that we have on this team. We just haven't, the first half of the season, been executing that. And so that's been a big major factor that we've been working on is red zone stuff. I have third down stuff, keep drives going. And, you know, even the small things, you know, it starts with those things. So we can't forget about doing the little things right because they obviously can turn into big things and big mistakes.
Matt, when you've been out in public during this layoff and fans come up to you, what's the one thing you keep hearing from them?
I didn't go out in public. The main thing, I mean, they really don't really talk about much. They just say, hey, thanks for fantasy points or something like that. But the only thing, if somebody asked me, hey, what's up with the Bears? I mean, I was like, I don't know how to answer that question. So, you know, what do you mean, what's up with them? So, I mean, that's the only question I really get. But as far as answering that, I mean, what can you say? I tell them, really, I mean, there's nothing I can say that's going to make you understand what's up with the Bears or what's going on or what's going to change. Because to me, talk is cheap, so we have to go out there and show everybody. I'd rather show stuff than to talk about it.
How much are you guys counting on Jay when it comes to turning this thing around?
Obviously, he's a huge part of the offense, you know, being a quarterback. Every offense, you know, has that guy. But, you know, we're counting on ourselves, everybody, as a group. We got to come together, you know, as an offense, and everybody has to be on the same page and for it to work.
Has that been the case?
What?
Everybody on the same page?
No, we're all on the same page. Just we haven't been executing the plays. You know, it doesn't matter if you're on the same page. Sometimes, you know, if – you know, everybody's not, you know, perfect. There's going to be mistakes out there. You know, we just have to do less of those mistakes. And, you know, the main factor of those games that we lost, we've lost. Every game we lost the turnover battle. And that's the most compelling fact about it.
Coach Trestman says how there's a whole locker room of leaders. Has any players kind of stood up and addressed the whole team together since you guys played your last game?
Since you played the last game, no.
Does anyone, you know, in offensive meetings kind of take charge and address the team?
Sometimes, not since the last game, though.
So no one player has actually stood up and kind of did the rallying cry?
No, I mean, that really, to us, I mean, that's all like, you know, like I said, talk is cheap. You could talk so much about let's do this and let's do this, rah-rah, and let's go, guys. If you're not motivated yourself at this point, then you don't even need to be in the room. And so, you know, a rah-rah speech isn't going to make me do anything different or feel any different way. I'm going to go out there and continue to work as hard as I can to turn it around myself because that's what my job is and that's what I want to do.
Do you understand when people say, though, that the self-motivation obviously hasn't been working for everyone?
Do I what?
Do you understand when people question the whole self-motivation? When they look at their record, say maybe that's not the right approach?
We could talk about this all day. I mean, but there's nothing nobody's going to say that's going to make our record different. You know, we have to go out there and do it. So, I mean, that's what it is.
Matt, how do the different offensive line combinations in front of you affect? Does it affect your timing or how you make some of the reads on some of the zone plays?
Yeah, sometimes you get a little kink in there because a guy may be, you know, sometimes a guy gets in there, he may be thinking he was at, you know, like Mike Ole, he's obviously played guard and tackle, and sometimes he may be at guard and have a little, you know, brain fart where he thought he was at tackle or something where we miss a guy or something like that. So that's the things that change a little bit of the timing or may affect the play and here and there. But that's the things we've been working on, you know, not to, you know, when we run a play, not have those type of things happen.
Matt, how much urgency? I mean, you know that last year the Arizona Cardinals went 10-6 and did not make the playoffs. You guys did not have 5 losses. How much urgency do you sense in the locker room for these last 8 games?
The highest level of it, you know, that you could possibly have. So, you know, we know what position we're in right now, and obviously, yeah, it's vulnerable to us to not be able to make the playoffs if we don't win, if not all the rest of these games.